I'm recording.
So am I.
Oh, there it is. You guys, welcome. We're both recording.
Yep.
We both have clothes on.
Yep. It's a win. It's 10:30 in the morning, 10:35. We're both dressed and not shitting ourselves.
Well, we already did that.
Dude, I've been like sampling the local pizzas.
Oh, where'd you get pizza from?
Some brew pub place. And
have you got emos yet?
No. I want to...
Because I would be like mad if you did that without me.
Oh, we're doing that together because I've heard nothing but horror stories about emos.
From who?
Everybody. People that are from here. From fucking Zandra. Yeah, that's right. I'm saying your name on the regular episode.
Deal with it.
Well,
be ashamed.
Yeah. Well, because everyone's like, they're like, people are like, they're like the pizza. They're like, don't emos. St. Louis is real proud of it. But it's like essentially saltine crackers pressed with like this Provel cheese on top. That's like a weird Franken cheese.
Yeah. I'm waiting to hear the shit talking. So far, I'm just hearing accurate and delicious descriptions of the emos pizza. I like it. I think you're going to like, because it's really thin crust.
Yeah.
Welcome to Pizza Chat. Well, we got pizza. We ordered pizza this week or last week from this place down the street that Preston's been like, it looks like a real shithole. It looks like the bill. It looks like this is not good pizza. This is dangerous pizza.
Is it similar to the taco ice cream?
I think taco ice cream is in fact bad. If only you're bad. But our friends came over. Don't worry, guys. We were safe. Our friends we do markets with came over and I was like, I want to order from this place. And they're like, oh, it's been there like 35 years. It's like a city institution. So I was like, oh, so it was really good. It was very good pizza. And it's like a small, again, support your small businesses, Walmart. And this place, it's called Alicia's Pizza, which makes me, cause I want it to be Alicia's Pizza. Like, I just feel like that was a real missed opportunity on their part. But it was good. But it was like emos. But the crust was a little thicker. So I was like, well, there's an emos like walking distance from my house.
Yeah.
And the great thing about emos, again, fucking calling you out, Zandra. Dude, you could eat a whole large emos pizza and it really probably only equates to like two regular slices.
I mean, I can't imagine.
What a dream. What a dream.
I actually found two good places. And one, the first place that I found, they said New York style pizza. And I'm like, but they do it by the slice. So I was like, that's a good sign. So that was actually good. Last night, I got something to be funny. And the joke is on my leaking asshole called nacho pizza. And it is not my pizza. It is.
I was going to say, did they spell it not yo pizza?
They should have. Oh my God. It's like a cream sauce. And then there's crumpled tortilla chips on top. I was like, thank God there are more carbs on this pizza. That's what I mean.
Oh, well they have, we found at the fucking lake. I would say maybe we can go, but that was the place that had full blown karaoke going on and like not a person wearing masks. So we're not going there when we go to the lake next week. But they had a crab rangoon pizza, which I don't like crab rangoons. I know this is a contentious subject. You guys, there's a lot of division in this country right now. And you know what? For some things, there should be. And what that is cream cheese with seafood. They should not, unless it's a smoked salmon bagel. That's it. That's the only acceptable. It's fucking gross. Shellfish and cheese is gross. I don't like a cream sauce with like a pasta cream sauce with seafood. Get the fuck out of my face. I don't like a clam chowder. I like a Manhattan clam chowder. I do not like a New England. Yeah, I said it. Come for me, New England.
I'll do a Manhattan clam chowder. I'll do a nacho clam chowder. But I'm not doing New England.
Oh, that sounds... I mean, that's... You like that fucking... terrible. I put the fucking artichoke pizza.
Well,
in New York, that I know is like the big, everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Again, I'll specifically apologize to Zandra because she's probably gonna be mad at me. This episode's titled Zandra, by the way, 100%. But I fucking, because it's their like signature pizza is just fucking spinach and artichoke dip. And their bread's thick.
Yeah.
I will call it bread and not crust because it's fucking thick enough to be bread, goddammit. This is pizza chat, you guys. We did not realize. Can we fill an hour with pizza talk? Oh, yes, we can.
Yeah, we can, because we'll take a 30-minute break in the middle of the episode to go and just have violent diarrhea. And I'll play.
Oh, I wish we had time today to stop recording. Emo's opens, I believe, at 11. Go pick up an Emo's. Oh,
no, thank you.
Honestly, I think you'll like it. I really do. You eat fucking jalapeno stuff with tuna salad.
Yeah.
You're a piece of trash. Don't fucking be above Emo's. Oh, some weird Franken cheese. Oh, yeah, you're above it? Okay. It's still a pasteurized cheese product, baby.
It is. We'll do Emo's, and I bet Emo's pairs nicely with the Fireball whiskey. We have to do something with them.
Oh, you want to talk about fucking violent heartburn and diarrhea. Jesus Christ. We'll get like a really spicy, we'll get just triple jalapenos on the pizza.
Yes.
Oh, that whiskey gave me heartburn just from one sip.
Have you?
I think we need to figure out what food pairs with it the best that immediately creates holes in our esophagus.
Yes. So that we can more easily be throat fucked.
Yes. Correct. Appropriately throat fucked.
Right. Not this bullshit. It's a blowjob. It's a face fuck. Okay. Wendy, it's a face fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking, I'm sorry. Pull your fucking trach out and then we can start talking about throat fucking. Thank you.
Oh my God. I decorated Sebastian's. I'm sitting on the floor of my apartment because I got a rug and it's so nice to sit on the floor. I bought contact paper and decorated his little trash tunnel.
Oh my God, Wendy, you guys. She also bought him a laptop, which you probably already saw.
Yeah, I did.
Also, I didn't realize that's like a child's laptop, right? Like, because it's got all the key, everything's removable. So it's like a puzzle.
Yeah, it's actually, I like it because it's a fun, you know how people get those magnetic letters and they write like, fuck you or penis on their refrigerator to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like 69 and stuff like that over their fridge. It's little magnets. So you can put little magnet things on the screen is just a magnet board and it's a chalkboard. So it's actually.
Well, most importantly, how many sixes and how many nines did it come with?
Enough. Plenty. Just the right amount. But yeah, so he can have a laptop and then also he can learn to practice writing and cursive and stuff because there's chalk. And so we can.
Oh, you guys. I know we all thought this was definitely a good idea for Wendy to move to St. Louis. I still do, but I'm getting a little concerned with the amount of toys she is buying for Sebastian that are in fact they're not Kit Kat toys. They are human child toys. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm teaching him fun things. You know what I mean? Like, so to play on his little laptop, chalkboard, and how to drink milk from mommy's titties. You know, I'm teaching him fun things.
Oh, that. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to fucking come over to your house someday. Just let myself in. And just walk in, and there'll be like 300 cats. And it'll just be like a line, and you're like shoving them into your bosom.
Right.
Oh.
And I'll draw little nipples down the rest of my stomach to trick them. You know what I mean? I have enough raised moles that they look like nipples.
I was going to be like, oh, draw nipples. Swoosh, swoosh, draw nipples.
That's a plug for my OnlyFans. I have 8 nipples running down the middle of my fucking belly.
It's $5 a month per nipple. Oh, man.
Oh. Here we go. Get loose.
Oh. Yeah, we're both doing shoulder stretches.
Yeah.
I boxed for the first time yesterday. Like, actually, like, not just, like, trying the thing out.
Yeah.
I cannot lift my arms.
Oh, nice.
Guys, it's really fun when you get out of, like, a workout routine that you used to do a lot. You know, like, anything. Like, swimming or, like, running or boxing or just lifting weights. Something that, like, you used to do very regularly. It's similar to, you know, when you stop doing heroin for a while and then you start doing heroin again, and you're like, I could fucking do the same amount of heroin as I used to do. Let's fucking go for it, baby. Working out is the exact same. So yesterday I was like, I did the fucking my shitty rowing machine for like 30 minutes. And then I was like, I'll just do 15 minutes of boxing because I'm like, boxing is hard. And if you stop doing it for a while, it's very difficult on your arms, on my weak little baby arms. So I was like, 15 minutes, whatever. Yeah, I'll just do like 15 minutes. That was my like easing in. 2.5 minutes in, I was like, I cannot keep my arms up. I cannot do it. I had to do it in 2.5 like increments. Like I did 2.5 minutes and then was like, oh, I got to go have a cigarette and fucking relax for a little bit here.
I need to take an Epsom salt bath. I got to really like.
I mean, it really was where it's like, oh, yeah, bitch, you thought you were out of shape? Woo! Hoo dang. Oh, man. So I'm really excited to just do that constantly.
Yeah, I have the same. I had a similar experience when I was French braiding my hair a couple nights ago.
Also, just like doing hair when you guys.
Yes, just like doing. I was like, oh, I'll do it. My hair's long enough. I'll do 2 little French braids. And like halfway, I got done with the first braid and I was like, my arms are sore. This hurts. I gotta stretch.
Just you forget. Like it's what, you know, we do lots of body weight stuff, you guys. Which luckily for me, my body weight has increased. So it's actually a harder workout for me to do body weight stuff.
Yep.
Which is a positive, a body positive. But you forget, like, any, like, if you just hold, it's why radio stations used to have contests where it's like you got to hold a thing of hot milk in front of your body for as long as you can and then you win a car.
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait. What's this hot milk competition? I've never
Okay, first of all, it doesn't have to be hot milk. It could be another beverage, hot or cold.
Right. It can be room temperature milk. It can be ice cold milk.
Do you remember
when
they used to do that? They'd have the contest where it's like you have to hold the thing in front of you. Like you have to, they do it at German beer halls too.
Okay.
With like schooners. And it's like you have to hold it in front, because people forget like how hard that is to just hold something in front of your body for a long period of time. And you have to hold it for as long as possible, and then whoever does wins. And they used to do it in, like, the 90s. They'd have, like, radio station contests for, like, cars and stuff. Remember that bitch died? Not from a hot milk holding situation, but, like...
Wait, what happened? The only thing I can remember is, like, something where it was, like, you have to, like, stand in a certain position. But I don't remember, like, holding... first of all, I'm stuck on this hot milk thing. I don't know why that was... I'm still stuck on this hot milk holding competition.
I truly, guys, if you don't think, we're going to have a contest. A night with Bitch and Piglet. But just like, will we fuck you? Will we not? Will we all just get really drunk and fall asleep by 8 p.m.? Probably. And we're going to have a contest where you get to do that with us. And what it's going to be is a hot milk contest. And you're going to have to hold a big old glass of hot milk out in front of your body as long as possible.
That sounds like something they would do at the hot dog street party, is a hot milk contest. That's a very...
That definitely, for sure. Oh, yeah, it was a water drinking contest.
Wait, and who? Someone died?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Because you know how, like, when you do too much ecstasy or whatever and, like, you can drink too much water?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a water drinking contest. And a 28-year-old woman was found dead hours after taking part in a radio station's water drinking contest, dying of water intoxication.
Holy shit.
I told hey, that's a liquid. Might as well be hot milk. I bet she wouldn't have died if it was hot milk.
Probably not, because hot milk has nutrients and it warms you up. It's doubly good. That's terrifying.
Oh my God. This is fucking, this, I forgot about this story. What radio station? KDND FM.
Where was
107.9. We kill people with water.
Where was it?
Could they not piss? Oh, it was the contest was hold your wee for a wee.
Okay. That's dangerous. Hold. So you're supposed to like hold your pee in for a
wee in? He was supposed to drink. small bottles of water. Don't do it. If you, contestants were handed 8-ounce bottles of water to drink every 15 minutes and they couldn't go to the bathroom. As much water as they could drink without going to the bathroom.
For a video game thing?
For gaming console.
Oh my God.
God, we are, hi, it's us, your grandmothers.
Yeah.
A video game thing?
Yeah.
Like, let the kids play?
Right. So like,
with Galaga on it? Did it come with Galaga on it?
So what is it like you play so it's like an electronic version of hot milk contest on there? Is it like a hot milk video game?
You know, I fucking hate the kids nowadays. Back in my day, we played with our hot milk. In real life, we went outside, we held our hot milk out, and now you kids, you're just going on the internet and holding hot milk virtually.
Right, you're doing a virtual.
I'm tired of it.
You're doing a hot milk TikTok, and we don't like it.
Oh my God, you guys, how do we get a viral thing started on TikTok? We got young hip listeners. Get at us. Let us know how we start a TikTok challenge. Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. Being in your 30s is fun. That's got to be. We can start a fucking hot milk TikTok.
Yeah, let's do it. I think they're TikToks. I'm not on TikTok. Again, I'm not going to keep saying her name, but the person we previously mentioned.
No, we're calling the episode. We have to. We have to. You're welcome.
That's why I got this kitty cat a laptop, because she sent me a TikTok of a kitty playing with a laptop. And I was like, she was like, Sebastian needs this. And I was like, I'm getting him one. It was because of that fucking laptop TikTok. And so now she can help us do a viral hot milk TikTok. Apparently the TikTok.
None of these words make sense. None of the words we're saying. Just imagine hearing like any of these words. Not 5 years ago. 5 years ago. I'm like, what the fuck?
5 years ago, about 5 minutes ago. It did not make, like, it's continuing to not make sense.
Oh, God.
Everyone sounds schizophrenic.
Jeez Louise. I'm leaning in. I'm just leaning in to being an old grandma.
Oh, my God. Man, yeah, I got up and I was already being funny for 45 whole minutes with some people in New York. I might go back to New York. Next month. I think I'm going to get tickets and go back.
Go. I think you should.
Bring some fucking COVID to those people. Apparently, my buddy.
We're fucking coming up.
Bring this hot.
But luckily, it's the whole country.
I know. It's my friend who, and I'm not saying your name on the show, but this is for those of you that think, yeah, right, America is not whatever. And I feel like people that listen to the show know that COVID is real. But somehow,
if you don't, callers call in. Yeah. Callers call in. If you are voting for Donald Trump and you think COVID is not real, send us a text, an email, a letter in the mail. Most of you have both of our addresses. Just let us know.
Apparently, an American person went over to visit a friend in foggy London town. Hello, governor. And
right. It's me, American. I got COVID.
Hello.
Let me into your country. I want some fish and chips.
Oi, there's not enough hot milk here.
Actually, I think there's a lot of hot milk in the UK. I think that they're a big hot milk country.
We like our beer warm and our milk hot. That was kind of Australian. I didn't know.
I don't know what it was. It was someone who's had too much dairy. That's what that was.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, COVID is, and it just is a bad look, because America, it's this part of it where it's like, is it really that bad? And if you're thinking like, are we really spreading it everywhere we go? One American citizen went over to foggy London town and brought with him a COVID and spread it all over my friend's studio.
I mean,
Americans, just stay with
it's a very American move, mind you.
Right. And it's the season, you know, it's Thanksgiving time. That's good. We need to let's spread our disease around.
Oh, I think it's about to get gnarly. I really do, you guys. I mean, like everywhere, unless you live in Southern California, I think that's about the only place, because it's perfect. But true, it's the only place that's going to not be frigid.
Yeah.
Basically from now on. I mean, it's good. It's like going to be in the 30s here starting next week.
I know. I love it.
I mean, where it's everybody's going to be inside. A lot of places, people are going to be inside bars because they're refusing to close.
Yeah, that is a little scary. Yesterday when I went, I ordered my pizza and then I went to go pick it up because I was like, it's such a weird, first of all, I like that I have some extra money because my rent is so much lower, but there's nothing really to do, which is good. So I'm doing things instead of like going out and spending money on wine and cheese and drugs. I'm buying laptops for my cat and contact paper to decorate the trash that he prefers over the toys that I've bought him.
Speaking of, I'll let you finish, but just has he acknowledged the laptop at all?
Yes.
Does he care it's there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. What I did yesterday, because I set up, so I did like a test and...
In the name of science.
In the name of science. I did in the name of hot milk, I did a test. And I put my laptop yesterday and I sat on my little rug because I like to be on the floor. So I sat my laptop up and I was editing on my laptop and he came over and like started to kind of like what he does where he just lays all over the keyboard. And a lot of it is like, oh, it's to like, because I'm like, oh, that's just because they want pets from their mamas and daddies. And so that's why kitties come over and bother you. But everyone's like, no, it's because they're trying to mimic their owners. So I set up my laptop and I was like, clickety-clack, clickety-clack. Kitty, I'm working. You better not come over here.
Were you saying clickety-clack out of your mouth?
Yep.
I just need to make sure.
Yep.
Okay, good.
I was like, you better not come over here. Mama's working. Don't bother me. And he came out and he started to roll around on my laptop. And then I was like, it's my moment. And so I opened up his and I'd already taken some of the letters and numbers of the magnet board and I put the number 2 and then the word handsome. So when I opened it, he would know it was his laptop.
Wendy, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You guys, are you with me? Are we all together right now? Do we all have our eyes closed?
No.
He can't speak English, but he can read it very well.
Yes. And that's, I think, the big problem in our relationship thus far is, so I need to write things out for him.
There we go.
So I opened it up and I was like, Kitty, this is for you. And he was, and then I like put his face to it and I was like, look at this. And he walked around and he sniffed it.
Fucking look at it.
So it's $15.99. Yo, look at this. And so he kind of walked around and sniffed it. And then I just was like, huh? And I took his paws and I put him on the keys, like, this is for you. And he did not start typing on it, but he did lay down.
Oh, well, I'm shocked. He's like, finally, I can write my novel.
Yeah.
He's like, when you're like, Kitty, I'm trying to work, he's like, so am I. I am too. You fucking bitch. You hog this laptop. It's ridiculous. But, you know, maybe I have a job. Do you ever think about that? Fucking selfish cunt. Do you ever maybe think that I also need to get some work done? Guess not, mom.
He's writing his great novel, Hot Milk TikTok. That's just a fun thing to say. But so
it is.
I really like it. We need to start a Hot Milk TikTok and make that. Because apparently on TikTok, they do like channels. Where you can go to like hot nurses dancing or whatever. And it's
hot milk dancing.
Yes, hot milk dancing on TikTok. So he didn't type on it, but he did, like a good boy, lay down on top of it. And then he backed up off the letters and he just laid down right in front of it and just like laid on that instead. I was like, good. There's something else to take a nap on. And he didn't bother me the whole time I was working. And I was like, it's so cute. But he's not doing what the other cat did in the video where the other cat.
Which was work?
Yeah, the other cat like opens and closes it and clickety clacks with his little hands. And I was like, that's what I want my cat to do. But he's not.
Good, force him to do it. Beat him till he listens. That's another problem in this country. We don't beat our cats enough. Everybody's just coddling their cats. You know, sometimes back in my day, we hit our cats. And you know what? They fucking learned.
Yep.
And they listened.
And they responded in the language of the home. I almost said language of the ship, which is a...
What?
It's from working on the cruise ship. Because when you work on cruise ships, people are from all over the world working on a ship. And so on most ships, the ship's language is English. And so just so that there's a more cohesive environment, if you're with people from your own country, you can speak whatever language you want. But when you're out and about, they want to make sure everyone can basically speak the same language so that people can all communicate with each other. And so there'd be some where, oh, that was like a phrase on the cruise ships. There were some ships where it was like, this is a great ship, but the ship's language is Italian. And so if you didn't know like a little bit of Italian, you couldn't work on it. But yeah, they would be like, the ship's language is English. It was a phrase I heard fucking all the time. Yes.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
I'm also just picturing like a really cute little tugboat with like eyeballs.
And it's just me and a cat on the ship. And he meows.
Screaming the ship's language is English every time he's meowing as you're just beating the fuck out of him with an oar.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's the conversation I had with my Trump family members yesterday was about the cat. Thank God. That's another reason I'm buying
And what language you spoke? Was that they were like, does he fucking speak English?
Yeah.
This is a goddamn it. This family is a ship and the ship's language is English, just like this country.
Yeah, she was real upset. She's like, does he even have a job? He's just getting a free ride? Oh, I guess I didn't wear. We didn't realize you were a communist. Okay.
Does he have citizenship?
Yeah. Oh, this is a bad one, but I got to say, does he have kiddikinship? Shit. Fuck. God damn it.
Get out. It didn't work.
God,
nope.
It was gonna work.
Nope.
I felt it bubbling up.
You're like, this has to come out of my body. Like cinnamon whiskey and Emo's pizza?
Yes. Oh, you know what might be actually good? Cinnamon whiskey and hot milk. And I'm not even joking. Callers, call in.
No. Oh, my God. I'm having liquid mouth. I have hot milk mouth right now.
Oh. Hot milk mouth? Ugh.
Oh. Doctor.
Doctor, what happened? I was getting throat fucked in my trach properly. And now I've got this awful case of hot milk mouth.
Oh my God, this is making... I'm not a big dairy fan. I want my dairy straight on and I want it in the form of cheese or ice cream. I don't like... Or sour cream or cottage cheese. Still, I don't... It's like there's... like drinking milk. We talked about this before. Or like milk with like cream sauces and stuff. Ugh. I don't like milk and booze. Like boozy milkshakes, throw up on your face. A white Russian, gross. I blame you, Jeff Bridges, for making that drink so popular, who also has cancer, and I really hope he doesn't die.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I saw that on Twitter, and then I also saw, dude, I know you're not on Twitter, but I'm sure you saw this in the news, that one guy, the CNN analyst, Jeffrey Toobin. Did you see that?
What? Is he the one that got caught lying?
No. Even fucking better. He was on a Zoom call with a bunch of people from like the New Yorker and WNYC. And he thought he was on. They took like a 5-minute break and he just stood up and started jacking off into the camera. And he thought he shut his camera and mic off. And there are screenshots of all these people. They were doing like a mock election something. And
what is wrong with people?
And he stood up and there are screenshots of his just like fat, hairy, naked body. Just like his torso with his dick exposed. And everyone in the chat is like, what the fuck? And his apology was like, sorry, I thought the camera was off. And it's like, that's not the apology.
That's weird.
I know. I think that guy's going to kill himself. I'm like, I would, that is like suicide. This is like suicide level embarrassment.
Yeah, it really, no, it for sure. Yeah, no, it is. Because that's also just like, I want to know what the thought process was. I need to get the poison out right now. Also, just be like, I got to run to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so, and I get it. Fucking like, you know, maybe he's into like doing shit in public or like, you know, voyeurism stuff, like other people, like maybe catching him. But that's crazy.
Yeah.
To do it on a fucking, I mean, also, you guys, we're idiots. We do Zoom calls with Patreon people every week. And even I know how to turn the camera off so I can take a piss.
Right.
While with all my friends.
Right. You can take a piss. You can turn off the camera and the volume. Also, what you could do is walk away. Another option is not jerk off while you're on a fucking super...
Whoa, Wendy, you're being a fucking real bitch right now, okay? Real fucking puritanical bitch. A man has needs, okay? And sometimes those needs need to be met while talking to WNYC NPR reporters on a Zoom call.
I mean, it's like, I saw that and it's like, I get it because we're all just like jumping on top of things and you just, the dog pile. But when I saw the photo, because at first I was like, this is embarrassing. And then I saw there were screenshots. You got to look it up. And if you go to Twitter, there are screenshots. It's Jeffrey Toobin, T-O-O-B-I-N.
Yeah, I know. I love that guy too.
Dude, it's, well, the best part was even, this is.
Where, how do you see, how do I see his dick?
Oh, if you go on Twitter, I'll send you the shot. It's. I'll give you a hint. It's not big. That's the other thing. If he had a big old swinging dick, I'd be like, this guy's probably like, hell yeah, spread this shit around Twitter. But it's like, you know, it's like a tiny little dick and a big old round hairy belly, which again is kind of my type. And watching him, I was like, you know, that would be, that's a good clit rubbing belly because it's round and hairy and so it'll really get a grip. But this guy, like, I mean, fuck. I'm worried.
Why did he?
I would not be shocked if he killed himself. And this is the best part on Twitter.
Yeah.
OJ Simpson. This is everything. Everything in the world is so fucking crazy right now. And I know we know this, but at this point, it's like, yeah, buy a laptop for your animals. You know what I mean? Nothing truly. Nothing has ever really mattered. It's all kind of whatever. We're all marching towards death slowly. Whatever. Blah blah blah. But right now, things are so wild and chaotic. OJ Simpson came out on Twitter.
That's what I just, that's literally, Wendy, that's why I just started laughing. I just, New York Post, OJ Simpson weighs in on Jeffrey Toobin masturbation scandal. Thank God.
Dude.
Thank God.
And then Jake Tapper, Twitter. I know Twitter, you guys, and I know we talk about like, don't get on Twitter all the time because it'll stress you out. Like first thing in the morning is not good. But I, like at nighttime, it's kind of a nice nightcap because I do not have a television in my apartment yet. And so I'll just like, let me just see what's going on Twitter like at the end of the day as a wind down to catch up on all the craziness that's gone on. And the first thing I saw was OJ Simpson going like, Jeffrey Toobin. And he's like, man, at least Pee Wee Herman did it in an adult movie theater. That I'm just saying. And that was his comment, which is like, first of all, his name is Paul Rubens. Oh but God. What?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's Pee Wee Herman. I want to see pictures of his dick.
It's on Twitter. And the best part, it's like, so OJ Simpson puts that out and people are commenting, Jake Tapper gets in on it. And I see Jake Tapper responds to OJ Simpson and Jeffrey Toobin's Twitter. He replies to both of them and he's like, hey, you've killed your ex-wife and an innocent man in cold blood. Nobody needs to hear about you from anything. And it's like, what are we doing?
What? You guys, we don't live. Also, this is apparent because now I'm on fucking Twitter. I fucking hate Twitter. Apparently, this I missed this. Sorry. 50 Cent endorses Trump.
I mean,
did you hear this? But like, did you see why?
No.
It's after he saw Biden's alleged tax plan. So at the end of the day, guys, see, this is what we say all along. It's all money. The rich people want to keep us fighting because at the end of the day, fucking the be-all and end-all, the god of everything is money.
Mm-hmm.
And 50 Cent has a lot of fucking money. So at the end of the day, he's like, well, morally, I need to not vote for Trump. But I'm a billionaire. And I want to keep on all my money.
Yep.
That's fucking super gross. That's really, really, really gross. If that's true, that's really sad. That's really, really sad.
Well, that's...
And bums me out.
Why a lot of people, what's interesting is, especially knowing like some very, very wealthy people that have the same kind of thing where morally they're like, Donald Trump is a fucking monster and he's terrible. But they're a part of them. They're like, yeah, but I want to keep all my money.
Yeah.
And so they say one thing publicly and then they do a different thing when they're alone making their little votes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, that's what I'm scared of. I'm scared. But I mean, the fact that he fucking, that's why I'm like, is that true? I'll do more clickety clacking when we're done with this episode. Because, I mean, that's, I'm, why come out? Why publicly announce your support?
Yeah.
That's my thing. I'm like, why, what are you, what's, all you're going to do as 50 Cent is, like, piss off people that like you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to alienate, I think, a lot of your fans. I don't think it's going to be the opposite, where a lot of people are going to be like, yay. I really hope that isn't true. I mean, whatever. I don't, it's not like I've always really respected 50 Cent, one of his biggest fans. So this is really a shock to my system that he publicly supports Donald Trump. It's just anytime anybody, I'm just like, God, really? Really?
It's
like, there's idiots where I'm like, yeah, duh, of course you're an idiot. And all, again, I'm not saying I've spent my entire life being like, one of the smartest men alive is 50 Cent. Like, I'm surprised.
Yeah. Well, it's a weird thing because I think it's the same reason that a lot of people, even people that are not billionaires and millionaires, that they part of them still is they support like Donald Trump because it's this idea. And I get it. It is true. If you work hard and you know, you can like make money and be successful. Did you leave the mic on?
I did.
Oh, good. Now I can sync the audio.
Oh, dude.
I can sync the audio to what? The sound of the fart or the sound of you dying from asphyxiation?
Jesus. You guys, it's that fucking vegan soup I made. I'm still eating it. I made a huge pot of fucking vegan market trash soup. That's what I'm calling it. That's what I'm going to name the soup.
Hold on. Now I am worried for your health and safety. And this is coming from someone who has put herself in some pretty precarious situations since I've been in the Midwest and in life in general. How long ago did you make the market trash soup? Because I feel like that was not yesterday. When did you make it?
That was Friday.
It's starting to happen
last
now.
Last Friday?
The fumes have entered your brain.
No, I made... What? When did I make it? Thursday?
Okay. And so... Yeah, you know, it was a while ago. It was definitely more than 2 days ago, which is, I think, the amount of time that you want to eat leftover market trash soup.
No, I survived on a lot of soup.
Hold on.
In my day.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're recording on Tuesday. So 6 days. This is 6-day-old market trash soup.
Whew. Yeah, I'm trying to follow your point. I'm not picking it up. I'm not following what you're trying to say.
There's so many fun ways to kill yourself. And I know we joke about it. You know what I mean? Like all the different silly things we're going to do. Like we're going to hold hot milk up until we die or whatever the fuck we're going to do.
I'm going to eat old turnips. It's still good. Okay, callers, call in. When you make a pot of soup at home, how long do you keep it? How long do you eat off it?
Eat off it.
Yeah, come, you want to come eat off this market trash soup?
I mean, we're taking it to the lake.
So how much soup did you
finish?
How much soup did you make?
I made a giant. This is okay. We've talked about this before. I stand proudly speaking to you that I am a fan of soup. I love soup. I've eaten soup for years. I'll continue to eat soup for years. Maybe the same pot of soup. Who knows? It's like kimchi. Just keep a little bit at the bottom and just keep fucking. It's like a sourdough starter.
Hold on. Wait. Do you need the mother? Excuse me, the market trash mother. We need the market trash mother.
When I was super, super poor, I would do that. I would go to Trader Joe's and I'd get a mix of like frozen veggies and fresh veggies and a fucking brick of tofu. And I have this huge soup pot and I'd make like a gigantic thing of soup. And I would just eat that for like a week straight. Sometimes I'd freeze some of it. But usually, yeah, I just like eat it for every meal.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get it. And I get that it's a cost-effective meal. I get it. And the freezing it is great. I'm just concerned about leaving it and continuing to eat off it for...
I know there's people that like get freaked out about leftovers. Like I have friends that like won't eat leftovers past a day. Like if they bring home dinner from someplace and like don't eat it for breakfast, they will throw it in the trash because they're convinced they will die. I am not in that camp. I believe. I'm just, if it's fine. Wendy is looking at me like, okay. My mic's not plugged in. I like, I'm septic.
I get it. But it's one of those things where it's like, I'll do leftovers max 2 days, but I bring them home and I put it in airtight, obviously like an airtight container.
Yeah.
That was a pause on the, yeah. Yeah, you know me too. It's not just.
I just throw the soup in the fridge. I fucking ladle it all over the fridge and then just like get a straw and slurp it up.
It's just on the stove with the lid. The lid's on it. It's fine. I don't know why you're being such a judgmental bitch. There's not any cream in there. It's a dairy-free soup.
Thank you. There's no hot milk. I'm okay. Like when I was in California for the early after times at the beginning of the pandemic, there was that day that Leah got hammered and ordered like $80 worth of pizza. She ordered pizza as if we were having a party. Like, I think she got like cheese bread and fucking like a calzone and like three pizzas. And we each had us. We ate that pizza probably for 4 or 5 days.
Pizza. Now, here's where I'm going to say that's fine. I got a pizza the other day. There's a wood fired place here. Again, I'm like, you know, trying out the local
pizza. I love just going through the pizza.
Back to pizza chat. But I got, it was like a 10-inch pizza, really good place. And I ate off that I
ate off that.
I ate off that pizza pie for, I think, 3 or 4 days. I would have a slice a day and then cut them into smaller slices. And I would just use that as my side dish for whatever other bullshit I was making. An omelet or a salad. I would just throw a piece of pizza in the oven and dump hot sauce all over it. What?
I just threw coffee all over my computer.
Oh, my God.
It's the soup.
It is the soup. You're going septic. It's, you know what happened? It's like, what's the Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons? Where like you the soup is bad and it's like fucking with your circuitry right now. Your arms are all over the place. Your body's just shutting down.
Well, I'm trying to clean up the coffee without pressing a key because I don't know what any of these keys will do. I don't want to clickety clack while we're recording.
God.
Who knows? Who knows what happens if I press backslash while we're recording?
Shit. Is it still look like it's doing it? Like doing it?
Yeah, no, it's.
Is it still doing
it? Yeah, is it doing it?
Is it doing it, huh? Yeah.
No, I cleaned it up. It wasn't like I didn't like spill my cup of coffee. I just kind of like. Like, you know, when, like, to show someone's drunk in a movie and they're like, ah, with their glass and then, like, booze spills everywhere. I did that sober with my coffee just now.
Well, and again, sober, I don't know because fermented food.
It's not fermented, you guys. I'm heating it up.
Uh-huh. Oh, keep going.
I'm leaving it on the stove all week.
And a constant low flame.
Yeah, exactly. Keeping it right in the danger zone.
Right. I have it like at a just below a rolling boil.
I'm gonna give you some of the soup. Before we go to the lake, I'm gonna drive by your house and give you soup.
Ugh.
Wendy. It's really good soup, you guys.
Just ladle it right into my mailbox. Nobody can deliver shit in this neighborhood, and it's not just to me. Yesterday, I had a couple packages delivered. One was on the front porch. Another was in the backyard haphazardly. I'm going to start taking my phone with me everywhere and just take pictures to be like, and it was raining yesterday. My shit was just like out in the rain in the yard. I'm like, what the fuck? And everywhere I walk in this neighborhood, and I've said this before, but I need to start taking pictures, but I don't want to like put people's addresses on there. I can't post this on the internet. I would just show it to you. It feels like every other building I walk by in Soulard, there's a sign, like a very well-made sign that says, please don't throw my shit in the street, walk it around back and put it in front of the door with the number that's on the address on the fucking package.
Well, yeah, I think it's a weird thing, specifically in that neighborhood, because it's very much like a New York or a Boston or like a San Francisco, where the door, there's just like two steps up and then there's a door, like the front door's there. And these are people that like, it's a house or something. Like there's a lot of kind of like townhousey type things where they're like connected and they just have like two little steps and a door. And then it's just on a street. But it's not like those places where there's like a door person or like a code and you can get in, like put. So yeah, I think they just fucking throw shit.
Yeah.
Like they're just like, that's the fucking address. It's not my fault you bought a dumb house, you stupid cunt. Like, whoa, Jesus, FedEx.
Yeah. Oh, I got someone else's mail the other day. There was a package on the front door and I'm like, is this mine? And I looked and it was for the person halfway down the block. And so I fucking had to walk over and put mail on their doorstep, look to see if my shit was at their house.
I mean, this is wild. I've never had this problem.
It's
here.
Bananas. And you've seen it. I have a note on my, so if you were to be like, huh, and there are the mailboxes on the side, it's like, hi, please walk. There's a staircase. You can see it. Just walk up and put it there. And they're like, nope. And they'll sometimes walk up the other staircase and put it there. I'm like, it has a number. I put a number. I put a gold number 3 sticker on the door. And now there's a witch's broom. So I have to go.
You can't miss it.
Maybe I'll go update that on my mailbox.
But where the witch's broom is.
Yeah. Just constantly like decorating the door so the mail people can get there. It's wild. It's whatever. But who knows?
It's very crazy.
Yeah. And I get that it's cool to be like, we're chill. It's the Midwest. We're laid back. We're chill. This is not New York. We're not running around. Take your time. Chill out. Fucking don't really do your job all the way. Kind of throw shit on the street.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's also bad guys who will steal your shit.
I know.
Like, that's fucking, yeah, that's crazy.
This rug, which is a very nice, pretty rug, was propped up against like the front of my building. Yeah. I forgot. I was on a run and I came back and it was like just, and it's a big rug. And so just like a tall, nice rug. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. Anybody could walk by and just pick this up and take it home.
Yeah. And nobody would stop them.
No. Cause you'd just be like, oh, this is my, like, I took mail off of the front porch of my name, which is not where I live. I took a piece of mail that did not have my name on it. And I walked down the street and I was like, nobody's stopping me right now. This is crazy.
Why would they stop you?
Yeah.
It's not their shit.
I know. I'm going back to New York where people say something. I mean,
yo, is that yours?
Hey.
Whoa. Fucking Mr. Carter.
Oh, man. Yeah. I was just talking to doing the little radio show with my friends in New York, and that was very fun before we recorded this. But, man, I'm so happy to be here. Just talking to them, and they saw my apartment, and I showed them around, and they were like, how much is that? And I was like, yeah.
And they were like, they booked a one-way flight.
Mm-hmm. I was like, you guys, I have so much money. I've got exposed brick. I got a private stairwell. I got cat laptops. I got hot milk fucking everywhere.
I got hot milk coming out of my ears. Like, oh, that's a condition. Have you been eating expired market trash soup? Because it sounds like maybe.
So, okay. But really about the soup, I'm like concerned because, and I know the day one you said the farts were so terrible. Is it the sound or is it the smell?
No, it's the smell.
That's kind of.
And I don't have smelly farts.
Yeah. See, I like.
Which I know a lot of people say, but I really don't. I have aggressively loud and horrifying farts, but they aren't smelly. Usually. Sometimes they are. Of course. Guys, I'm not sitting here telling you that I never have smelly farts, but they're infrequent, but they are loud and scary, which is probably like a problem. Like that's probably means I have like a serious bowel cancer or something.
I can't imagine why you would have aggressively loud farts when most of your life, it sounds like all you do is eat vegetables that are weeks and weeks old and constantly reheated. And then dairy.
I know. Don't get itself. It. I don't get it.
Look, I'm not some fucking asshole. I'm not putting cream. I told you there's no cream. So I do expired rotten vegetables, but I reheat them. Okay. I reheat the rotten vegetables. And then, as dessert, I have a bowl of cottage cheese and hot sauce. So please don't tell me.
This really is. You guys, it's like, that is what I eat. Like that. It is largely my diet. What am I going to do? Not eat this beautiful produce that was gifted to us by friends at the market? hard working farmers who gave birth to this beautiful produce that they're giving to me for free because no one will buy it.
I know. No, I get you. I feel the same way. Like, you know, back in New York City, where I'm lucky enough that I made good friends with a couple of drug dealers and I'm on their frequent flyer, frequent buyer list, where I get text messages about like the weekly deals or whatever. And I feel the same way when it's like, you know, I would buy some and they're like, here's some extra. It's like, well, I'm not going to not do this cocaine. They gave it to me.
Like, fresh produce and cocaine it's the same thing, you guys.
Right. It's someone being like, hey, look, I know you're going to pay for this, but I'm going to give you some extra just for free on top of it, just because I like you. And it's like, that's what friends do. Friends give each other things for free
that will kill them.
Correct. Whether that be bags of drugs for your face or your pussies or buttholes. You can put cocaine anywhere.
You guys, we're not going to tell you where to put your cocaine. We're your moms, not your drug dealers.
We're cool moms, okay? You put your cocaine wherever you want to. We're not going to judge you.
Yeah, we're not old-fashioned. You know, I get it. We're old, boring moms. You probably just want me to put the cocaine in my nose. No. Times change, baby. We get it. You got to put that cocaine wherever you need that cocaine.
Mm-hmm. You can put it wherever. You can rub it. You can put it in your trach holes. You can pop it rub it in your gums. Put it on your toothbrush. How about that? Put it on your Sonicare toothbrush. How's that for a TikTok? Cocaine toothbrush.
Yeah,
TikTok.
Then we get you to then your good dental hygiene, which you know moms like. Mm-hmm. Moms want you to brush and floss twice a day. Do as we say, not as we do on that one. And we also want to make sure you're getting your cocaine in. So why not, for your mom, just double it up? And what's cocaine? White. What do you want your teeth to be? White.
And cocaine is...
Just saying.
Also, if I know we're like doing a bit, but now that we're saying it out loud, it's like one of those things like...
Oh, Jesus, great.
Like, you know, when we were like talking about our bodies being fucked up and us having constant, either constipation or diarrhea. And then when we start talking about what we eat, you go like, it's all becoming clear. Wait a minute. I'm finding some clues and patterns here. Cocaine is an exfoliant, and that also helps to scrub your teeth and keep your teethies clean. You guys.
Guys, moms are smart. Also, when you said the thing about food, I just remembered what I ate for breakfast, and I don't know if I want to tell you.
Please tell me.
I had egg whites with a shit ton of hot chili sauce. It's like the whole chilies. Mm-hmm. And then I wanted some crunch. And I didn't, like, we'd already packed everything up that we're taking to the lake. But I wanted something, like, I didn't want, like, bread. So I had some unsalted saltines. So I picked up my egg whites with saltines and then put, like, about a teaspoon of hot chili sauce on top. Why do my farts? I had trash. I had market trash expired soup for dinner. And then for breakfast, I had egg whites with super hot sauce and some unsalted saltines, because that's how fucking boring I am. I buy the unsalted saltines.
Oh, you're like, hey, I don't want extra sodium in this.
I get my sodium from my hot chili sauce. Thank you. Jesus Christ.
That sounds like a nice breakfast. You know what I mean? Get some...
Cool. See, I genuinely like... That's the problem. I genuinely like food that to other people would be like, oh, they must be on hard times.
Yeah, I do too. You and I like the same kind of food. It's just a matter of like balancing out. You know what I mean? Or not even balancing out. I guess it's just a matter of lying to people. We have to just start lying about what we eat to people. Because we're not.
Yeah, we do.
I was going to say balance, but I'm like, but I like eating weird stuff. I like eating. I got free bread. I found that wine and cheese place. And I spent, first of all, St. Louis, I love Parker's Table, shout out, plug, whatever. I got three types of really nice cheese, three bottles of wine, and like really, and a lot of the cheese. It was good. I still have a bunch in the fridge. But it was like $130. And to me, they were probably like, this is going to be a lot of money. But I was like, this is so fucking cheap. If I went and had a cheese plate and drank a bottle of the wine that I bought, it would have been $100 at a fucking bar in New York. And so they gave me a free loaf of bread, and it was a big loaf of bread. And I'm still, I mean, I'm doing the market trash soup trick with that bread. It's all.
Yeah, I was going to be like, you got that bread. That was Friday night.
Yeah. I just do where I sprinkle a little water on it.
And yeah, a fresh baguette does not keep very long.
No.
They keep about 24 hours. That's why you always see, that's why French people always have them. Because they have to get a new baguette every day.
Right. Yeah.
New beret, new baguette. The national slogan of France.
Well, and I don't have a microwave. And so I'm like, how do I like soften this up? You know what I mean? And I have like a pot and a stove and a microwave. And so I'm just like, so I'm just taking real, I don't know why I have violent diarrhea. It's either the nacho pizza or the fact that for breakfast, what I had before we started recording was a hunk of crusty bread. And I was like, let me like bring this back up to temp. Just a crusty expired bread and like a glass of hot milk.
Ooh. I got hot milk mouth again.
I have hot milk ass. Oh, let's stop recording.
We're more hot milk than woman at this point.
Ooh, hot milk woman. Is that a Doobie Brothers song?
I actually think that was Fleetwood Mac.
Damn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.